Because their possessions possess them. That's why. Number two is because their possessions actually possess them. That's why. It's funny, it's like possessions are things that we own, but sometimes people allow the things that they own them. You know, and they'll do whatever it takes to have more and more and more. Or they just miss the things that they used to do, the things that they used to have. Look what it says in Luke 17, verse 30. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. This is referring to the rapture. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. So he's saying, look, when the abomination of desolation is set up, run. Leave everything behind. Don't look back. Verse 32, remember Lot's wife? That's all he had to say. He didn't have to expound on the story of Lot's wife because everyone knew what happened to Lot's wife. He's like, hey, don't go back to take your stuff. Remember Lot's wife? Pillar of salt. So what is this leading us to believe about Lot's wife? Why does she look back to Sodom and Gomorrah? Because she missed those possessions. She missed her lifestyle there. She missed what she had in Sodom and Gomorrah. She missed the fags and the queers. I don't know how you can do that. She missed her neighbors. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. Don't let things have you, guys.
Amen.
You know, we ought to use this world as not abusing it. We ought to make sure that we use our possessions for the things of God. And I'm not even saying that you can't use things for pleasure, right? We can use things for pleasure and comfort and to get away or whatever it is. But you know what? Those things should not have us. And we should be ready to kiss those things goodbye at the drop of a hat. Amen.